Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint, do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend, we jumped back into our Kingdom Values series where we're talking about the reality that living in the kingdom means giving towards the things that matter. We're looking at this kingdom of God, his eternal spiritual ruling authority over everything. It's eternal, which means it's here now. It's spiritual ruling authority, which means he's shepherding everything in our lives, both good and bad, towards his eternal purposes. And this past weekend, we looked at Luke chapter 12 and this reality and the parable that Jesus tells about the man with the barns. And one of the things that jumps out at us, that Jesus really encourages his audience in verse 15, he says, take care and be on guard against covetousness. Another way to say that, we would say against greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. And I just said to our congregation at Lewis Center, life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. That's clear and simple, but it's important because the reality is that everything in our culture and our cultural moment pushes us towards the fact that life does consist in an abundance of possessions. And so Jesus tells the story about the man who had the barns, and he had plentiful crops, so he decided to build bigger barns, not so he could give more, but so that he could gain more. And we just talked about the reality that we have this tendency at times to think that we possess our stuff, when and what's really going on is that our stuff is possessing us. And this guy thought, if I build bigger barns and put more stuff in my barns, his summary, Jesus says down in verse 19, the man says to himself, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry, because we think that money is our answer to security. However, what we learn from this Old Testament passage that we discussed in 1 Kings chapter 17 with Elijah and the widow at Zarephath is that when God is first, we have enough. There are times in our lives where God asks us to do hard things, but the result of the obedience to the hard things is that longer term, we get to know God more. So when God is first, we have enough. And we talked about really the way that we do that in terms of living generously is that we follow the principle from Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, where God says, bring the tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this. And this is the one area where God invites us to prove him, test him. He says, if you bring the tithe into the storehouse, see if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing, there will not be enough room to store it. And you see the contrast there between the guy with the barns and what God says. God says, when you make me first, you learn that you will have enough because I am enough. And so we're asking our church to do during this season is to take the step of praying through an annual commitment and letting our church know what your annual commitment will be. It will help us in the budgeting process and the things that God is calling us to, both locally and globally, and we're super excited about those things. If you want to know more, you can go back and listen to the message from last weekend. But the reality is, at the end of this message, the end of this parable, that God says, listen, fool, this night your soul will be required of you, and the things that you have been prepared, whose will they be? So then, is one who lays up treasure for himself, which is in contrast to what we talked about last week, right? Lay up treasures in heaven. But Jesus says, so then is one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. I'll say to you this week what I said to you last week, that God is calling us to live appropriately, save wisely, and give generously. I'm going to pray that generosity into our hearts, and then I'll ask you to pray it into your heart today as well. God, we're so grateful for the resources that you've given to us. This time of year is such a reminder to us to be thankful and grateful for all that you've done and all that you have given. Lord, I pray for anybody who's listening today. I'm grateful for our church. I'm grateful for how they're good greed fighters in their own personal lives. And God, they've chosen to give and to sacrifice. And I pray for those of us this week who are fighting those financial battles. God, I pray that they would have a sense that you are enough. And because you are enough, that they will have enough, that you will meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And Jesus, we just ask that you would allow that trust in us to grow today. Now you take the opportunity to pray.